The Peabody Hotel in Memphis may have its ducks, but Brennan's in New Orleans can match that attraction. The French Quarter restaurant has its own resident family of turtles. 10 of them inhabit the fountain pool in the French Quarter restaurant's lush courtyard. Today, we're talking to Brennan's general manager, Christian Pendleton, about the resident turtles and the annual parade that honors them. Surely the slowest second line on Earth. Hello, Christian, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Hello, it's a pleasure to be with you.
Okay, so give us a little turtle family history, if you will.
Well, I guess the beginning is to say we don't know how the family started. We very much inherited the family. And so when Mr. Brennan and Mr. White took over control of Brennan's and discovered the turtles and had to figure out what to do in New Orleans and Brennan's, we like to have fun. Like we're proud of our restaurant. We want the city to be proud of who we are. And Charlie Williamson came out, who's also been with Ralph for about 20 years, wanted to do something to kind of also recognize the families that go into making Brennan's what it is. So the idea was a Mardi Gras parade, if you will. So the turtles all have names. They're named after the sauces. So we have the five classic French sauces and then the five sauces we thought were most representative of New Orleans. And each turtle was assigned to a family. And each family decorated a wagon in the theme of a Mardi Gras float and based around the name of their turtle. The turtles are the mothers, if you will, the mother sauces and the others. So we kind of said, let's do the day before Mother's Day. And we had no idea what to expect. Just thought it was going to be fun and something silly and would be a one-off. Much to our surprise, it was a very popular event. And so it's something that we do year after year, and I think we'd be in trouble if we didn't keep doing it. So
it sounds like your turtles have definitely come out of their shells.
They are full of personality, and when it's feeding time, they will. You know, we've had the occasional rumble in the jungle, if you will, with who can get to the shrimp faster. So, yes, they are not shy. They are not afraid of performing, if you will. They live a good life, and they enjoy it.
Do you have a favorite
cocktail?
Oh.
Cocktail, of course.
I mean, of course. Okay, well, I won't tell the others. Now, they do also, you can follow their adventures and their celebrity sightings, I understand, at their Twitter feed, which is at Brennan's Turtles. What do they tweet about?
They tweet about their visitors, and their representative on their Twitter handle never outright names who stop by to see them. There's always some sort of a little bit of a guessing game required, but there's always a little clever bit. Or there's references to songs to try to help draw you to it. But it's just everything is about having fun. We just want everyone to laugh and have a good time.
Now, I would say that there's a flip side to that coin, and that is that you do have turtle on the menu there.
Yes.
So you do an annual pardoning of the turtles?
We absolutely do. The turtles get blessed. So at the end of the turtle parade, it ends at Brennan's, and we have a giant party to welcome them back. And they are blessed by Monsignor Nalty, the turtles' own Monsignor, if you will, their personal spiritual guide. And then they are pardoned by Judge Lemon, who comes in and every year reads a new pardon. So they will never be allowed to be made into the soup.
Thank goodness.
Yes.
I'm relieved by that. I really am. Are you going to have bands in the parade?
We do. So this year we will be changing from a bagpipe band from the Mardi Gras initiation, if you will, to a great old kinfolk brass band will lead us through the quarter.
So it is a very slow second line.
It is a between the turtles and the kids pulling the wagon, it is a NOPD would like us to move it along just a little bit faster. But I think most of them also understand what we're trying to accomplish. So they just everyone goes along for the laugh.
The Brennan's Turtle Parade will take place on Saturday, May 11th at 11 a.m., starting at Bienville and Charters and ending at Brennan's on Royal Street. The public is invited, and you can find out more details at vianolav.org or wwno.org. Thank you so much, Christian, for being with us today and talking about turtles.
It's my pleasure anytime.
In New Orleans, I'm Renee Peck.